Yeah, they're all tough games, you know. I'm not going to keep repeating myself on that. I thought we started the first half quite well. I thought, obviously, we got a well-worked goal, a good routine, that one, and it's a good finish. I thought we could have pressed on a little bit there. You come in at half-time, you know that Mickey's not happy. I could see that he wasn't happy. We were getting far too much in the game. You know they're going to come out second half and have a go. And it's only, excuse me, it's only really that first 15 minutes of the second half I was disappointed with. You know, I knew it was coming, and I tried to get the boys ready for it and aware for it and ready to do their stuff. And we got Penn back in too easy. And even then, the goal was a bit fortunate. It's a wicked deflection. We can be critical and say someone's got to get out to it. But very rarely when someone shoots from that range does it go in. It was just that first 15 minutes of the second half that disappointed us. After that, we got back in the game and had enough chances to probably go and win a couple.
The goal we did score, another set-piece routine. We seem to be putting more of those away this season.
We work hard on them, believe it or not. We do work really hard on set pieces. I know when we don't defend them well, I'll come in here and bereft of any idea of what's happened. But we do work hard on them, and it was a well-worked routine and a good finish. So, you know, moments like that can win you games, and today it should have won us the game, but it hasn't in the end.
Yeah, their goal, I mean, you mentioned it a moment ago. Sometimes they just don't go in. It was defended well enough at the corner. It was cleared away. There was just not much you could really do about it. There's nothing really to be disappointed about, I suppose.
Not too much. I mean, maybe we could have got out to the ball quicker. We've let him travel in to get the shot off, but it's a wicked deflection. And you know, we've had probably 7 or 8 shots on goal that have deflected but spun up into the air rather than towards the other side of the goal. And it's unfortunate you have to take that one on the chin.
As you said earlier, the first 15 minutes of the second half, they came at us again. That was something you underlined also in your programme notes this afternoon, that we had to get that right. How much of a concern is that to you?
It's not, you know, the first 15 minutes of any game, first half and second half, are always you're trying to build your momentum, trying to build your patterns of play, and they're always tense moments trying to get the territorial advantage in a game. Once the game gets going, the flow of the game normally takes over. And you know, I was thinking about 8 minutes into the second half, I've got to change the shape here, because we were just at sixes and sevens, but we knew it was coming, and I knew it was coming, and I told the boys it was coming, and we had to be ready for it. So to watch them not deal with it was disappointing. And then we sort of 10, 12 minutes in, we got our flow back, and we started creating chances, and at that point I thought there was probably only going to be one team that went on and won the game.
Nonetheless, it is a point this afternoon. It's, I think, 1 defeat in 6 now. You're chipping away at whatever total it is you feel you need to get to stay in this division. So that must be pleasing, I guess, that you are making progress there.
Yeah, obviously the points are vital. For me, the performance and the work rate of the team is in the consistency of that is the most important thing. And today, for most of it, I was pleased. As I say, other than a 15-minute spell where we just didn't deal with what we told them was coming, that was the only downside.
After the victory last Saturday, was there any pressure this afternoon to get a result at home? I mean, there's always pressure to get a result at home, but to make the most of that win at Charlton.
We don't talk about the result. We don't go in saying we've got to win. You go in and you try and get your set up right. You know, we worked really hard. We knew that, well, we felt they would play a 3. We worked really hard at how we were going to play, because we played 3. So we've played 3 forwards against 3 defenders. That's brave. And making sure that we didn't then get passed around in midfield because of it. So we worked really hard on that. And I thought that showed in 8 tenths of our performance. So that's all we can focus on. The boys are fit. The boys are working hard for each other. So it's all good. Obviously, your key moments change the points on the game. And we've missed, I think the goalie's made an unbelievable point-blank save from Dom Pollion. We've missed a couple of other decent chances and they've scored a fortunate one.